Hey, Chad, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah.
How about...
No, not again.
Okay, what about...
I just saw that last week.
Okay, oh,
I got it.
Wait. You want me to watch what?
So, Chad, what did you think of Big Business?
Anytime you get Lily Tomlin and Bette Midler together, I'm probably going to have a good time.
Was that the case this time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is the best Bette Midler movie I've watched this year, and I've watched Hocus Pocus 2.
Ooh. Well, okay, I haven't seen that one. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome to You Want Me to Watch What?
Vintelman.
Where Chad and I introduce movies that the other hasn't seen to each other. And then we talk about it. So sit back, relax, pull up some popcorn because discussions are fun. So the movie starts out in 1948, and very wealthy businessman Hunt Shelton and his wife are out for a very pleasant drive in rural West Virginia. Mrs. Shelton is very pregnant, and goes into labor after a few bumps. The closest town is Jupiter Hollow, but the hospital is only for employees of Hollowmade Furniture Factory. Mr. Shelton runs across the street, buys the furniture factory, and says, "Hi, I'm your new boss. Admit my wife." At the same time, the Ratcliffs, a very poor family from the area, also show up at the hospital because Mrs. Ratcliffe is going into labor. So you've got this very small town doctor with his very elderly nurse who can't see shit running back and forth between two delivery rooms. The Sheltons give birth to twin girls. The Ratcliffs give birth to twin girls.
No, I like that. Give twin births to girls.
Yes, twin births to girls. And one of the Shelton babies ends up with one of the Ratcliffe babies, and the other one, and so on. So you have two sets of twins mix-matched. 40 years later, the Shelton sisters...
Rose and Sadie.
Yes, thank you. Rose and Sadie run Moramax, their dad's company in New York City, and it's a huge business. It owns lots of things. And the next thing on the docket for the shareholder meeting is to sell the little podunk factory that they own that doesn't really earn them much money, Hollowmade Furniture. Meanwhile, back in Jupiter Hollow, Rose and Sadie Ratcliffe, because the girls were named exactly the same thing at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the town are putting on a fundraiser to send Rose Ratcliffe to New York to talk to the shareholders about selling the factory, which is going to impoverish the town. They go to New York, and they're at the airport about the same time that the Shelton sisters are at the airport to pick up the person who's going to be buying Hollowmade Furniture. And what happens throughout the rest of the movie is a comedy of errors and near misses between the sisters and mistaken identity. Because you've got Sadie Shelton's ex-husband, who is trying to get through to her head like, you're spoiling our child too much. And now he's just a hooligan who meets Sadie Ratcliffe. And she's just like, this boy is a menace and he needs to be dealt with. And he's like, but what? Because both characters are played. Both Roses are played by Lily Tomlin and both Sadies are played by Bette Midler.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime a Sadie is talked to, whether it's Ratcliffe or Shelton, it's still Bette Midler. And you've got Rose Shelton's ex-boyfriend meeting Rose Ratcliffe. And the people who work for Moramax getting confused. And the deal's on, the deal's off. What the heck is going on? It's finally within the last 20 minutes that both sets of twins meet in the bathroom, recreating a classic Harpo Marx bit.
Where the mirror gag.
The mirror gag. Bette Midler 1 walks in front of a mirror, sees her reflection, walks by a gap where Bette Midler 2 is also walking. And then they jump back out doing identical things. And it's just a fun little moment. In the 10 minutes that they're in the bathroom together, they put all the pieces together. Oh, we were both born here. And oh, yeah, that nurse, she couldn't see for crap and must have got us mixed up. And there's zero problems. Zero need for therapy. Zero need for anything else. The deal is called off. And all four sisters walk out of the hotel into the arms of men that they've essentially just met and have fallen madly in love with. The end.
Yep. They went to the Anna from Frozen School of Romance.
They did. They really did.
I'm glad you mentioned Comedy of Errors, because as I'm watching this, it was Comedy of Errors meets like the City Mouse and the Country Mouse.
Yeah. Exactly.
With a hint of Prince and the Pauper.
It's a multifaceted, it is a layered deep movie, Chad.
The like ogres, this movie's got layers. It is. This is one of those movies that the first time you watch it, you have to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, don't be doing your laundry. Don't be, you know, having it on while you're taking care of the dishes or something. You got to watch it, because when you've got two actors playing twins, you know, so you've got four characters on screen at any given time, you have to be paying attention to which one's which. Because half of the comedy is coming from Sadie Shelton meeting the same person as Sadie Ratcliffe, one right after the other, within moments.
Uh-huh.
And the confusion that comes along with it. Honestly, I feel terrible for that poor hotel guy. You know, that just, man, he's the only one who didn't end up with somebody.
That's true.
But it's, you know, they sit down to breakfast. And so you have country sister sitting with city sister. And then within 3-4 minutes, it swaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's the same two people sitting there, humans, but they're now playing different characters.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's kind of in this weird spot. And it's so good. And it's so well done. And Bette Midler, God, that woman's a treasure.
She is.
Lily Tomlin is too. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They both go without saying.
It goes without saying. We're going to say it anyway. Lily Tomlin, Bette Midler, both treasures.
Yes.
Bette Midler has the much more, she carries a lot more of the movie's kind of transitions, because her two characters are so wildly different. Like, they tried to make the two sisters in each case kind of similar.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, okay, so the Sadie that, you know, the Sadie and Moramax, the Bette Midler and Moramax, is very tough and very calculating. And the Rose from the country is a very motivated and,
yes,
you know, aggressive individual. Whereas the Rose from Moramax is very hippie and, oh, where's the dog? You know, it's not my dog.
Yeah,
I just
very
found
laid
it, you know?
Back. Yeah.
And the Rose from, or, and the Sadie from the Bette Midler from the country is just wide eyed and in awe of all the things city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's before we even bring in the guy from Tremors. Or the other guy from Tremors. Yeah,
from Tremors.
You know, to be some romantic characters. I still think, is it Fred Ward? Is that who that is? Yes. Fred Ward is just amazing as the putt-putt champion boyfriend who wants to be fiancés with the country Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
But she's just like, she's not into him. She's just so driven. So when he finds out that she's not going to be there for his big putt-putt tournament, he quits the tournament to go to New York. And
yeah, he's in the middle of it. It's on ESPN. It's a big deal, and he just walks away.
And so, now, I will say, Fred Ward, that character, Rune Dimmick, he is the source of one of my biggest influxes of air and then relieved sighs.
Okay.
When he's invited to stay in the hotel room with the gay couple.
Yes.
And they tell him that, you know, the gay couple, they're going back in, and he says, hold on a minute. You two gonna share a bed? And it's like, there's this great big, like, gasp. It's like, oh, crap. Movie of its time. Product of its time. Product of its time. It's like, you don't have to do that. One of you guys take the couch. I'll sleep in the bed with you. So you don't have to. It's just like, oh, thank Christ. Oh. Oh. Oh,
yeah,
chest relief that they didn't go that direction, which would have been very easy as a way to add drama, especially in that time.
Yeah.
And what they did instead was just like this, oh, heck no, no. It never enters his mind that they're gay. And so he's just.
No.
But I do also absolutely love the look that the couple gave to each other. Because the one guy was watching him do push-ups.
And into it, yeah.
It's just like, huh, I think not.
Yeah.
It just, oh, man. Whew. Oh, but boy, that, I most definitely, you know, breathed in, sucked air through my teeth, and my spouse who was sitting next to me, she's like, what? Because she wasn't paying attention. She was watching him. she was reading something on Reddit, and I'm just like, maybe nothing, maybe something, you know.
Oh, good. It's nothing.
It's nothing. Oh.
It's a funny something, which is good.
It's a funny something. It is a something that is still something that could be talked about if we were going to be a little bit more intense about it.
Mm-hmm.
But no. In the context of this, everything that Rune does, everything that Fred Ward's character does in the movie is so bloody wholesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That you want to check him for cream content. Like, it's just, you're just a little bit too sweet to be real.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other guy from Tremors, who is, you know, a doctor who's a little bit just, he's not really in it much. I mean, he's there to be a romantic figure in the Frozen school of romantic figures.
Yeah, he's just there.
Yeah. So, and let's see, what was the fourth? Oh, the fourth one was the Italian, Michelle Placido as Fabio Alberici.
Mm-hmm.
And also, hi, Seth Green.
Oh, yes. Hi, Seth Green.
As the kid, you know, with the gun and the toy gun.
As City Bette Midler's son.
As City Bette Midler's son. You know, he comes in, you know, with the Rambo outfit and so forth. It's just like, wow, you really have always looked this way, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I dig it. But. Yeah, this is a good movie. It's not a great movie, but it's a good movie. It's a movie that you can put on and be like, we don't have to worry too much about who's walking in on this or anything else.
Yeah, it's currently on Disney Plus, and the only disclaimer they put at the top is tobacco use.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of that. That's all right. I was watching Maltese Falcon today, and you could turn it into a drinking game how many times they light a match. You know, I'm not saying it'd be dangerous, but it'd be knocking on the door.
Yeah. You'd be feeling good for a while and then not feeling good later.
Mm-mm-mm. So, but yeah, you just can't.
Well, that's all I got.
Yeah, see it for me.
Yeah, see it. So I think it's your turn.
I'll come up with something. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.